Let's get to the staycation set of the part of the show that we catch up cheaters live on your radio. It's the morning mess. JD, Sienna, your guy, Joey Boy. Listen, we have Tina in Phoenix on the line right now. So, Tina, per the email, you suspected your man is cheating because he won't say I love you back.
Ooh, interesting.
Kind of sad.
This is very interesting because maybe he's just not ready or he's not at that point in the relationship. And this is just my assumption. Why do you assume that he automatically is cheating on you if he can't just say it back?
I'm just going to go back a little bit to give you like the setup. We've been together for 6 months, and I don't know if for you guys that's too fast or too slow to say I love you. But before we were together, we were just hooking up. So it's been a little while, and we were hooking up on and off, and it was not supposed to become something real. But then, you know, if you keep going like that, somebody catches feelings, and it was me. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, you know, like, I'm having feelings for you. And do you think that, like, maybe you feel the same way? And I felt like being honest and not playing it off. Like, I'm trying to be grown up about this. And he's like, yeah, you know, I really like you. I really like spending time with you. I don't know if I'm ready for anything real serious yet, but let's keep hanging out. And we did. And it became more and more like we're not just hooking up. We're like going out. Feels like a real relationship. And I just one day was like, I love you. It was 2 weeks ago. And, you know, it was just like awkward.
So he didn't say it back at all?
He didn't. He said it was too soon. Anyway, I've been really embarrassed. But the thing is, ever since then, he's acting really weird. He goes and takes calls in another room. He just seems secretive. I don't know if I've scared him off, but he keeps canceling plans. Before, it felt really like fresh and fun and like easy. And now I just feel like there's just this weird tension. I have a feeling about it just in my gut that something's off and I think he's cheating.
So y'all have been together for a few months, you said?
6 months.
Okay. 6 months, I think you can fall in love with somebody.
I think so too. But if that's too early for him personally, then I can see where he might be a little scared.
I don't want to keep being led on.
And you're in a committed relationship.
Well, I think we're committed.
No. Did you have the conversation? This is a committed relationship because he's not doing anything wrong if you've been dating him 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, we're like together.
Okay.
He's the first person I text in the morning and right. At night, last person, you know, like.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the problem is here. I don't know why he won't say I love you back. The only thing I can think of, because I don't automatically think that he's cheating. He might just not be ready because it goes the other way. You know what I mean? Sometimes the girl's not ready to say I love you back. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think so either. No, I agree with you. It's, would you rather him say it and not mean it?
Right.
Say it? Did you give him a safety net? Like, hey, I am in love with you. I love you. Don't feel the pressure that you need to say it back to me. But I just want you to know that, which is great. I admire that.
I said that because I was so embarrassed, you know?
Right.
I felt so stupid.
Sure.
I was honest about that. Like, I feel really stupid now, but, like, no pressure. You know, like, my feelings are my feelings.
Okay. Well, no, that's valid then. Mm-hmm. All right, you're 6 months in. You tell him you love him. He's not saying it back, so you're just wondering if he has someone to say. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's just call him. We'll get right to it. We're going to call Corbin up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and see who he wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, you hope he says your name. If not, then we'll give you the show at that point.
All right. I'm nervous.
I get it, but just take a deep breath. At the very least, you'll know. And he could say your name.
Yeah.
Tina, he's just not ready to say
right,
I love you
right,
yet.
Right.
He likes you very much. He just doesn't love you yet. But he might pick you for the staycation. You'll be fine. You just got to take your time with this. Ain't no rush.
Okay.
This might be one of these misunderstanding ones. Which
I
would be,
think so.
It sounds like a misunderstanding to me.
Yeah. I don't think he's doing anything wrong per se. I just think he's not ready.
I have a good feeling about this. I don't think he's cheating on this one.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Corbin?
This is Corbin.
Hi, Corbin. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Oh, no. I'm good.
Are you sure? I wanted to let you know that we want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. So is that something you'd be interested in?
No.
It is completely free. All we ask in return for your stay is a Google or Yelp review, and that's it.
All expenses paid.
Yes, completely free. You wouldn't have to spend anything.
All right.
Well, congratulations, Corbin. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel, we address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you are bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
All right, then I'm going to go with saucy.
Okay, what are we thinking?
She could write, "What can that tongue do?"
All right, I could definitely write that note down for you, Corbin. That one threw me off a little bit, but that's written down for you, Corbin. So just one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Paige.
What?
Who's that?
Well, I'll let you know really quick. We are your morning mess. We are a radio show. You're live on the radio right now. We got Tina on the line who called us and thought her man was cheating on her, and obviously you are.
Who the f*** is this? Yeah. I've tried to be understanding of you, and I thought maybe you weren't ready to tell me that you love me or you take your time, but
who's this other girl with the tongue?
With the tongue?
With the tongue is crazy, Joey.
Look, Tina, all we did at first was hook up. That was our relationship. We talked about it. I shouldn't have any pressure telling you I love you. I shouldn't have
wait.
I'm not pressuring you.
You kind of are, Tina. Let me jump in here. Corby, she says you guys been together for 6 months.
We have known each other for 6 months, and we've just been and that's the end of it.
Tina, did you say this is your boyfriend, though?
Yeah, we're together. I have a bed for his dog at my house.
I'm so confused with this. She told us that you're her boyfriend. You guys been in a committed relationship for 6 months, and you're saying that you guys basically just hook up? You're not in a relationship.
No. We're not in a relationship. We're just friends with benefits. We agreed on it, and you know that's true. I mean, you wanted a relationship, and I told you not right now, and you agreed to it, and that's just the way it is. And then you
I haven't been hooking up with anybody else, okay? This hasn't been, that hasn't been what it is for me.
Tina, you told us you guys were in a relationship.
We are.
No, you think you are.
I think it's one-sided, Tina.
Well, I thought it was just you and me. He led me on.
Did you guys actually sit down and have a conversation? Not in your mind. Did it come out in Corbin's mouth that he's going to be your boyfriend?
No.
He didn't say boyfriend, but he definitely said he wanted to keep seeing me and staying with me and me.
Well, that's not committed. That means hooking up.
Right. I'm just not ready to be tied down. I'm enjoying my life.
Right.
And now you're pulling this crazy shit.
Whatever. I can't wait to burn your dog's bed. Bye.
Wait, Jesus. That.
Wow.
She hung up.
Good. She should hang up.
Yeah, wow. That is very weird.
She painted the picture that you guys were in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
You know, when she said, "I love you" to me, I let her know that's too much for me. I just like being who we are.
Yeah.
I guess she couldn't take it.
No, you sound very believable, man.
Yeah.
Because you didn't stutter once. You're like, no. Mm-hmm.
You're just hooking up.
You said, no.
Yeah.
Excuse JD's French.
Yeah. I didn't mean to swear on the radio.
No, you're good. I was just so confused because obviously in her mind, you guys were in a committed relationship. You never said you were. That explains why you didn't say I love you back. You didn't lead her on. So, yeah, in her mind, y'all are together. I mean, she even bought your dog a bed at her house.
Yeah, right? That's kind of creepy on its own.
For future stuff, maybe not take your dog with a hookup to their house. You know, that's pretty intimate.
I didn't really take him there. She just knew I had one and just put
You never even took your dog over to her house?
I never took my dog there one time.
Oh, now I really believe you, man. She's in DeLuluville.
Yeah, she is. Can you imagine that? A just-in-case dog bed? That is wild. She's the president of DeLuluville.
Yeah.
Seriously.
On the billboard.
Raffy, look out.
Call Tina.